this will
be... the prayers of God never lead you to worldliness, carnality. See, you can't please... Isn't every minute, every second of your life supposed to be all pleasing God?
Yeah.
Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh.
But who's to say
this
that
is the flesh.
Here, we can't reach
this is flesh. And you don't reach people with false gospels. You reach people with the biblical proclamation to come out and lose your life to follow Jesus Christ.
And I agree,
yeah,
and I agree
but
with
that's
that.
Not this, ma'am. Have your husband contact me. There's a 10-point test on our website. I don't want to teach over. There's a 10-point test on the website that will help you test your church, and I can promise you, your church is not of God. I can promise you.
Fuck you for saying that.
I can promise you. Is this
you
your husband?
For saying that.
Yeah. No.
Fuck you for saying that.
So just.
I engaged in this conversation.
Yes.
I've already been here three times.
I come from earth and science.
So have your husband contact us, test us. This, you can't please God doing things that are substandard of God.
Okay.
That's a lower, I was telling this young man, you lowered the bar. People have lowered the bar of Christianity so low, so anybody can just jump over. When Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you won't enter the kingdom. Do you know how your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees? We can't work our way. We need Christ perfect. But how did the Pharisees live? They were obeying
God's
law.
He brought us all here.
They weren't disregarding the law of Torah. We don't keep Torah law today. We keep the new covenant, okay? And so we keep the new covenant today, and we follow Jesus, and we lift up the word of God. And this, when tested to the word of God, becomes carnal, becomes fleshly. It is not that becomes, it is. And John Cooper, do you know John Cooper? I got to say this. I've been telling everybody this. Right on my website, look at the testing with your husband. He believes that the superheroes of Hollywood are archetypes of Jesus, that we can all follow. Is this what he promotes?
Well,
he's a worldly, carnal, lost man for mammon.
Like I said, I won't go too much into theology. I do give you guys a lot of credit for what you're doing here.
She saw us in Richland Center.
I did. And so I will say...
That's my wife. Feel free to talk to my wife.
I pray that you guys are safe out here doing what you're doing, and I hope that you reach people with the word. It's a journey, right? And so we just
I'd
pray that.
I'd love to hear from your husband.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna keep going.
Oh, is that your husband?
Yes.
Is that your husband? Oh, okay.
But you know,
oh,
like
your
it's
husband?
Wait.
Yes.
Oh.
They were in Richland Center the other day, and we saw.
I was just telling her. If you want to hear real quick, I was just telling her that she said you guys were into heavy metal music before you came to Christ. But when you come to Christ, you guys got married. Do you have any extra chicks on the side? No. Do you have any extra? Do you have any extra dudes on the side?
No.
Okay. So you lost your whole life to be married. That's a covenant that God ordained, husband and wife. We're that way. I can't do her part. She can't do my part. Together, we do our part.
Yep.
When you entered a covenant, if you really were born of God by His shed blood, His death, burial, and resurrection, and you truly said, "I want to follow Christ," I repent. I change my mind and my ways.
And the extra check.
You truly follow Christ.
No, we don't believe.
No, I'm joking.
And you're born of the Holy Spirit of God. Acts 5 says He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. Obedience. I don't know what your church teaches. Where do you got? Where do you go? What church do you go to?
We've been going to Burr Wesleyan. It's
the what?
A Wesleyan church.
A Wesleyan. I don't know what they teach you, but any gospel that doesn't call you to repentance and out of the world to lose your life.
Oh, of course they do.
It's not the biblical gospel. Well, you haven't lost your life because you were into secular rock music. Now you're here, you're going to listen to a whole bunch of secular rock music that just works up your flesh. I know it. I used to be a partying, drunken, fighting, bodybuilding rock guy. That's why I lived for that. I would have been at the front of this line, partying, probably
getting
fights.
We came from the world.
Okay, and she was there with me too. When you lose your entire life, you come out in holiness and righteousness, and you're separate from the culture. This is the culture. I was just telling your wife. People that are... I have a testing of Skillet, John Cooper. Look it up on my test. Look it up on our website. I got these... Skillet Christians coming by me, right? They're telling me that John Cooper is a Christian. John Cooper is a Christian, right? When I start telling them how he's going to give you a false gospel, raise your hand, just go in the... you can be of Jesus and all that kind of stuff. And I said, it's not of God. You know what they end up doing to me? I had five guys today do this. They flip me off and they go, "F you, man." They start cussing at me. And they're Skillet Christians. This is how lowered the bar. John Cooper believes that the bar is so low that you just come in with all your sin and all your worldliness. No, the Bible says come, repent, and come out of it. And if you're going here and you're part of this, I would lovingly tell you, Christ didn't lead you here. the flesh did. And if you walk in the flesh, Romans 8:8, you can't please God. You are supposed to, if you're a child of God, be walking in holiness, in obedience, in all the ways of God. And here's a verse for you to test everything you do. Philippians 4:8. Whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is true, whatever is worthy, whatever is noble. Focus on these things. Let's test this. Seether and all these worldly bands, they're not good, they're not pure, they're not worthy, they're not noble. You say, well, Skillet's here. He's not true. He's lying. He practices pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. Probably you guys do too. God's people don't do those things. God calls us out to holiness and righteousness. So the Spirit of God didn't lead you here. The flesh did. And if you're going to follow God, you've got to completely lose your life. Willful sin will damn your soul. Hebrews 10:26. If you live in any willful sin, it's going to cost you your soul. Jesus only cleanses you from the sin you repent and give to him. If I walk in sin and go, yeah, I like the sin, I'm going to keep it. At my death, Jesus goes, that's on you, not on me. This is sinful worldliness. This is probably Cooper coming up. I think he starts at 7. Cooper, the hooligan. Look up that word hooligan. That's what he is. He's a worldly, carnal man that's lowered the bar. Jesus said, the enemies climb over the wall. Men like John Cooper took a chainsaw and cut the hole in the wall bigger, and he's packing people in there with his worldly concerts, making mammon. Yeah, here's Cooper.
We'll have to
look at my testing. Look at the 10-point test. The Wesleyan Church is leading you astray also. They're not teaching you sound doctrine.
All right.
We love you. Glad we got to talk to you. Email me sometime. God be praised.